I am the face of Alex Vance and the face of change. Welcome to the Voke Podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to a brand new episode of the Voke Podcast. In this episode, I'll be interviewing emotional intelligence coach and former actress Jameel Higley, whom you guys might know best as the face of Alex Vance from the Half-Life series. Thank you so much for coming on, Jameel. How are you doing today?
I'm great. That was such a wonderful and fun introduction. Thank you.
Well, thank you for coming on. I'm so excited to ask the first question. So on this podcast, we a lot of times discuss acting and voiceover. So when did your career start and when did it end, you know, in the acting field?
Yeah, sure. So I've enjoyed listening to other interviews that you've done. And yes, that understanding of how people ended up where they are, I think is so interesting, our backstories. So I started modeling actually at a really young age, when I was in elementary school, and auditioning as well for commercials on the local level. And then I went to college in New York City and then had representation there. And my passion was really less about acting, although again, I landed lots of national commercials and had small roles in films such as Spike Lee's He's Got Game and then The 25th Hour. You know, significant enough that my name was at the end, but it was less like, it was like Lady with Baby for 25th Hour, because I'm pushing a stroller with a baby and someone whistles at me and they say, "Hey, pretty lady, you look just like Halle Berry." And I remember I went to go see that movie by myself, and just because I wanted to be there like the day it came out. And I mean, I went to the premiere parties and things like that, but in the actual like theater. And I totally nerded out and was telling people to the right and the left of me, like, "Hey, that's me up there." So had those fun small bit roles. But my real passion was television hosting, and specifically in the realm of education. And so my dream job and what I was always aspiring to do was to be a host on like Nickelodeon or something like that. The acting wasn't like my primary passion, but it was a secondary pursuit that helped, you know, make ends meet in New York City, which is not always easy to do. Does that sort of answer your question?
Yes, it does. Have you ever done any voiceover?
No, but I mean, I do plenty of voiceover work daily, just reading books to my children.
Oh, you know, I suppose,
changing my voice to be the big hairy monster in a story, or, you know, a lost sheep or whatever. You know, I love doing different voices, but not formally. I have not done formal voiceover work before.
That's sweet. And when did your acting career end?
I would say that focus, I would say that the passion for speaking to people in a public setting, having a voice, being an advocate. I know that's not specifically acting, but I think that that's part of the trajectory of an actor, is having a voice. And I'd say that's never ended, really. I mean, I still pursue that today, but in the sense of like going on auditions and things like that, that would have been in the mid 2000s, at the time that my life just shifted and I became a mom, married and started to have children. But I've always enjoyed being in front of the camera. Again, more like what we're doing, having a conversation. That's why I like hosting. And I think it's why I also like coaching, which is what I do today, is I like to be in conversation with people and know who they are and where they're coming from and what their interests are. So that's how I would answer that. I would say, and I feel like I'm opening up those doors again. So wasn't pursuing or auditioning things in that traditional way for the better part of 20 years now, but stepping back into the stage in a new way today.
Oh, yes, definitely. Well, our fans are coming from the Half-Life community, and a few of them had some questions to ask. I'm going to
ask. And I have questions I want to ask of them as well. So happy to have them ask me questions, and then I'd like to be able to do the same.
Sure thing. So we got a question from user called Never. How did you get the part of Alex Vance?
So as I mentioned, I was in the world of modeling and television auditions, and I had a brief stint where I left New York and was in Seattle. I was just overwhelmed by the city and wanted a break and to be in nature a bit more, but still wanted to be doing what I love the most. So I had an agent in Seattle, and Valve at the time, they were casting, if that's what you would call it, like looking for inspiration to create this new line of characters. And so my headshot was in a pile and an artist selected it. And from there, we began working together.
Oh, wow. That's just absolutely amazing. Most of the faces in these Half-Life games are actually just friends or some random people off the street, you know, just friends of the Valve people. Mm-hmm. And so you were like, they gone through an agency to kind of get to you, mm-hmm. right?
They did. Yeah. So luck of the draw in that sense. And I know they already had an idea of what they wanted Alex to look like. There's some early renderings and they knew that they wanted her to be multiracial and, but I think that they went to the agency with that request in mind. And I checked a couple of those boxes off. So, and I feel so lucky. I mean, it was such an amazing opportunity and I love where we are today with it as well.
They couldn't have selected a better face for Alex.
Oh, thank you.
It is.
I will say that they did not use my voice. As you know, it's a different actress who did the mm-hmm. voice for Alex, but I did do all of her motion capture as well and all of the facial recognition work with that new technology at the time, right? Because this was the 90s, so.
Oh, wow. Yeah, we'll get to that in a bit. A question from username ShabXRath is asking, how much of pre-production have you seen on the game?
Oh, so... as of recently or when I, well, I know that
when you worked for either. Valve.
So not a lot. I mean, it's almost like I don't, because I was not a gamer and I'm not a gamer today. Like, I don't even know what I was seeing, if that makes sense. Like, I just kind of went in wide eyed and did my job and was super curious and everyone was super generous with their time and looping me in. But I don't, I'm not quite sure how to answer that question.
Well, let me rephrase. So did you know what you were getting into when, you know, your agent told you about this job?
Oh, when you put it that way. No, I had no idea what I was getting myself into. I really didn't. So I just thought it was like simple job, go in, they take a couple of, you know, different profile picks and that I would be done. And thankfully that wasn't the case.
Right. We have the next question here from username Left for Life. I would like to know if Alex was always the only character she played or gave aspect to, or if there were other opportunities, but she might've refused.
Oh no, there was nothing that I turned down. There were a couple of other games that I did motion capture for, but Alex is the only character that was actually modeled directly, you know, after my likeness. And on a side note, I did do a pilot program for a kids' television program where I morphed into a cartoon character, was just a pilot program. Yeah. That's kind of fun.
So you did motion capture for other video games as well, right? Could you name one or two if you remember?
Oh, you know, I'd have to Google myself to tell you.
Ah, okay. No worries. It's not a problem.
Yeah, and it's funny because when I read my profile online, I'm like, oh yes, that job. Again, we're talking over 20 years ago and I did quite a bit back then. And you know, now that I'm starting to explore the gaming world, I find it all to be so intriguing and more meaningful than it was at the time. So at the time it was just, you know, it was a job that helped pay the bills.
Of course. Yeah. Well, I suppose the fans weren't really able to find you because your last name has changed. In the Half-Life community, when someone says Jameel Mullen, they know who we're talking about. But since your last name has changed, people didn't know that. So yeah, but it's good to have you on here and finally introduce you and vice versa, you know.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm glad that you and I were able to connect. And
Bill Van Buren. It's great. Yeah, I'm so grateful to him. Thank you, Bill, if you're listening to this. We have the next question, a couple of questions from John. What did you think of Merle Dandridge's voice and performance? She's the voice of Alex Vance.
Oh, I think it's fabulous. I mean, it's such a matchup. And as you can tell, although I have a cold right now, I have a higher pitched voice. And I think her voice has more depth and kind of a little bit more sass, or like, sass isn't the right word. Like she can just kind of hold her own. So I think it was a nice combination of her voice and my likeness.
Well, I think if it wouldn't have been Merle, I think you would have been a great alternative for the voice. I really think your voice, because now I'm looking at you and I'm just seeing Alex Vance, and you know, the voice and the face, everything fits so perfectly. So I think you would have been a great second choice for the voice.
Thank you.
We have the next question from Josh. So what was the process like getting your face scanned and doing mocap?
Oh gosh, it was a lot of fun. I mean, there I was sitting with people who were cutting edge in the field, and just getting to participate in this really amazing new technology. It was a ton of fun. So, you know, putting on the suit, having the reflective balls put on me, being directed in terms of what they needed to capture. So being told to run, to dodge, to squat low, to roll, also being given different objects to handle and to move through space holding those objects. So a lot of directing for them to capture what they needed.
Do you remember who were the directors?
I don't. No, that's
okay. No worries about that. And have you seen the 3D model of Alex? What do you think about that?
You mean for the VR?
No, for Half-Life 2. You know, have you seen?
Have seen it in the context of the game, or?
Well, just in general, if you are aware of how she looks like, and you know the face, and you know, what do you think about it? I can send you a picture if you haven't.
I actually have. They gifted me, Half-Life gifted me with this wonderful book. I don't know if you've seen it.
Yes, Raising the Bar.
And then I have some still shot images of Alex that they also shared with me. I don't know. Does it sound weird if I or self-inflating if I'm like, oh, I think she's beautiful? I personally always wanted to have green eyes. So she has green eyes. I envy that. And I think that the artistry behind the creation of Alex is just phenomenal, and the lifelike qualities for all of the characters, for sure.
Yeah, certainly. When you look at Alex, isn't it a bit weird that you're seeing your face, or do you see your face in her, or what do you think?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, for sure. I really do. And to me, that's just a lot of fun. And it's also been fun when I do interact with people who are fans of Half-Life and are fans of Alex. And I think because she's a game character, unlike a real life character that you would see in a movie, right? So if you were to see Jennifer Aniston in real life, you'd be like, oh, there she is. So I don't think that people see me in real life and say, oh, there's Alex Vance, because obviously she's a character that's animated. And hope those are the right words. I know I'm kind of outside. I don't know if animation is the right word to use for the creation that happens in the gaming space. But as soon as people know, it's so cool to see their you know, eyes go wide and the, oh yes, I see it. Of course, that makes sense. Or I thought you looked familiar, you know, but there's that pause of that, you know, there's a little bit of a disconnect. So, you know, I don't get called out on the street or anything like that. But as soon as those dots are connected, it's fun to see people's reactions and the excitement and them saying, yes, oh my gosh, of course, that's it. You're Alex fans. So it's just fun.
Yeah. That must feel great.
It does. It really does.
We can move on to the next question here. Have you also auditioned for being the voice of Alex, or have you not?
I never had that opportunity. No.
Okay. I understand that. There's another question here, but I think you pretty much answered that. So has anyone noticed you as the face of Alex in public?
Yes, a few times now, most notably at a wedding, just having one person come up to me and like, oh my gosh, can I please have your picture? You have no idea how much I love this game. So that was a lot of fun. Also, I have friends that I know from eons ago when I was in elementary school, who are gamers and who reached out and were like, holy, you know what, I can't believe this, you know, I've been playing Half-Life and you've been walking alongside me for years now. And so there are those moments. And then even more recently, because I've started to do some research on Alex and finding ways to incorporate what I'm doing today, and understanding who she is more. And so as I meet with people and interview them in the industry, having them again make that connection has been really fun.
Yes. We have the next question from user Why Not 83. Has Valve ever contacted you to reprise Alex's face or anything?
No, so I continue to work with Valve on and off for about probably 2 to 3 years after our initial engagement. So I lived in Seattle for just over a year and then went back to New York. So they flew me from New York to Seattle to, again, do some of the facial recognition. And the facial recognition piece looked like my essentially speaking a dictionary worth of different words. And then, gosh, even a few years after that, I think I was already a mom. So that would put me out, gosh, this would be like 2006, 2007. I actually got to take a big company-wide trip with Valve down to Mexico, which was a lot of fun. And to have pictures with Gabe dressed as a pirate holding my daughter. It was a whole pirate-themed event one evening. Wow. And that was so yeah, I mean, and then again, have stayed in touch with Bill off and on through the years, and so it's been ongoing, but you know, again, just recently re-engaged.
Right. Well, I have interviewed the face of G-Man, Frank Sheldon, I think, and he said that there might have been a shooting in 2010. That he said that was his last shooting. If I recall correctly, it was 2010. And I was wondering if you had something like that in 2010 too, or do you think that they captured your face and you worked with them before so much that they didn't need you back again? Or what do you think?
No, so I didn't do any work with them in 2010. And again, I think they had a pretty extensive library of Alex and so no, I don't think that they needed to gather more. But you know, I also wonder, you know, I got married in 2006. No, they definitely, I was wondering, like, did they lose track just like the fans, right? Who didn't know to search up Jamil Higley versus Jamil Mullen. But no, we went on that trip together after my name changed. But yeah.
Yeah, well,
more questions. Are there more? I'm so curious. These are all so great.
There are always questions. We have a few more. Yes, indeed. Okay, so a question from Bruner. Have you ever met any of the voice actors or other face models who contributed to Half-Life 2?
I've not. I mean, I'm sure our paths crossed on that company-wide trip. It'd be cool to kind of have a reunion of everyone that was a part of it. And again, some of those people know each other because, as you said, they were friends of the different, you know, people who were behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. So there's probably more overlap there. But, you know, I was on the outside and brought in, so it didn't have that opportunity, but would certainly welcome it. I think that would be a lot of fun.
Yeah, reunion would be a lot of fun, but you know, most of these voice actors or face models, then they don't usually meet. So you guys would be just meeting for the first time after so many years, you know, that you worked on this game. And I think that'd be amazing. So let's hope we can arrange something like that in the future.
Yeah, even in a virtual space, that would be neat. Not
yes, agreed, certainly. A question from Elephants. Have you played any of the Half-Life games?
No. I know that's like shameful to say. I did, however, just buy the VR set. And I'm excited to, I would love to master getting to play Alex. And I've watched many people play Half-Life on Twitch just because I want to know the game. Mm-hmm. And a question that later I'd love to get some feedback and comments, or if people want to email me directly. But for those that are fans of Alex and Half-Life, you know, I would love to know what it is that she means to you. And I also want to know, like, you know, she's been around for 20 plus years. So when did you first meet Alex? You know, was that 20 years ago when the game premiered? Is she new to you in the virtual reality setting? And what did, I think that there's something to be said for the trajectory of her as a character, right? Because she was a non-playable secondary character.
Yes.
And she's now in the primary role in VR. Both men and women step into the role of being Alex. And I think that's so interesting and so compelling. And what is it about her that kind of created that degree of like interest and engagement? What's unique about Alex as a character? I'm super curious about that.
That's a great question. Perhaps we'll include your email address or any other contact information in the description, or you guys can write your opinions about Alex down in the comments or to any of our social media platforms, and we will forward it to Jamil.
Yeah, that would be great. I'd really appreciate it.
Most certainly.
Yeah.
So Rojahel is asking, so did you have to run around in a mocap suit for the animators to capture the movement for the body? Because, you know, we're talking about...
Yeah, I sure did.
It was 20 years ago, and for some people, it's hard to believe that the technology was so advanced at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And where was this whole recording at? In Seattle, I suppose, in a studio or
something? Yep, it was in Seattle in a big studio with lots of space to move. And I just remember it was a ton of fun. So lots of, as I shared, running, rolling, dodging, squatting, leaping, jumping, you know, all of that. So,
can you perhaps recall how many sessions did it take to, you know, film everything for Alex?
Oh, I have a hard time remembering what I ate for lunch. So,
don't worry about it. It's important that I think I can speak for most of the people. The game turned out amazingly, and then we got the DLCs, I suppose, episode 1 and episode 2, where the story of Alex continued. And, you know, I'm not sure if you have seen the ending of episode 2 where her dad passes away. Which I think, and the players think, that it was a very emotional moment. Mm-hmm. That was sad. But as you said, so you captured movement for Alex for Half-Life 2, but I wonder if you also captured her movements for later games. You know, I believe episode 1 came out in 2006 and episode 2 in 2007. As you said, you worked with them around that time. So I suppose,
right.
Yeah.
So your question is, did they use the same material that we originally captured in these different...
Yeah, pretty much. Or, you know, did they call you back a few years later to do the new ones?
You know, no, I didn't have to capture anything new. I don't know if they had everything that they needed or, you know, on that's on the technical side? I mean, I would be super curious. It'd be fun to have an interview with someone who was on the production side to understand kind of those more nuanced questions about, like, you know, how do you manipulate or use something? Do you need to recapture different movements? You know, if there's a new type of creature that she's encountering that's like, you know, 7 feet tall instead of eye level, right? Yeah. Like, does that need to be re-recorded, or is that done in the kind of programming side? Yeah. So I don't know the answer.
I really hope for next Half-Life games, they will bring you back as Alex for the mocap, of course, because there is no possible way you won't be the face of Alex Vance. You know, you will stay as the face of Alex Vance, I'm pretty sure. But I wonder if they will want you to do mocap again for her for future games, whenever that'll be, you know.
Well, I'm available. And as just kind of a little bit of a side note in terms of skill set, like, so they had me using, you know, different, doing movement as if I'm, you know, holding a gun and things like that, which I was completely naive about. And now, since then, I go to the range and I love target practice and would be able to have a lot more confidence in the handling of firearms in real life versus the amount of direction that they had to offer me. So that's maybe, you know, an advantage of my doing that sort of motion capture in the future.
Yeah, that would be just great. And now I'd like to ask you about what are you up to nowadays? So what do you do for a living? And, you know, so why is it important for you to reach the Half-Life community?
Oh, thank you for teeing up that question. Yeah, I'm so, again, humbled and honored to have this opportunity to speak to you and speak to the fans of Alex and Half-Life, because where I am today as a coach, I work with students to help increase their emotional intelligence. And I do that in a college setting. And I've just seen the value in understanding our own emotions, why we feel the way we do, why we react to things the way we do. And there's this interesting parallel. You know, earlier I asked you, you know, why is it that people were so kind of brought in to who Alex was as a character. And I think it's because she embodied human values. And so that was meaningful as a player to have her walking alongside you. But that's really, I say that with a little bit of a pause and a question mark. I want to hear back from people to understand what Alex represented to them in their gaming experience and in their time playing Half-Life. Because I personally see this parallel in who she is and who I am. I think Alex, you know, literally and figuratively was about hacking the system and helping people and finding a better way of doing things. And that's what I do as a coach. And then I think that the attraction that was there and is there for Alex is because she embodies emotional intelligence, emotional vulnerability, curiosity, a sense of social responsibility, empathy, this sense of like who she was and that she had a purpose and a mission. And those are all the things that I care about and reflect my values in the real world. And so the fact that she and I, that there are these parallels in our value system, I think is really interesting. And it gives me an opportunity to speak to the audience that I'm most passionate about. And I know that those that play Alex, they could be as young as, you know, 8 and as old as I am, 48, or, you know, plus or minus 10 years. And so it's really, I think that the skills that I'm passionate about and the values don't have an age limitation, but I just saw this opportunity to reach an audience in a broad scale, big scale. I don't know if I'm articulating that well, but it, you know, when I shared in the very beginning that I was looking at as a young adult wanting to reach a large audience through something like a Nickelodeon and being a TV host, I feel like Alex opens that door for me to, again, reach that large audience, to have really important conversations about how do we invest our time, how do we engage with other people, how do we make meaning out of situations, and how do we make a difference? So,
yeah. When you did Half-Life, have you ever thought it would be as big as it became?
Oh, no, I had no idea. No idea. And that's, again, what's so exciting is that it was such a pivotal moment in history of gaming and setting kind of the standard for this, raising the bar, right? To borrow from the title of the book. Setting the standard of this narrative and this deep engagement by players. So, yeah.
Do you have any additional questions you'd like the fans to reach out to you and answer them?
Oh, yes. Okay, here's one for you. And again, I want honest feedback. So I want to start talking to the world, you know, through Alex and, you know, as the face of Alex, but I also, as Jamil, want to be the face of change in terms of getting people to this space of understanding the value of emotional intelligence, but that can also feel like very clinical, if you will, like the idea of like emotional intelligence. Like, I don't know, that's just does not very like, I don't know. I don't know if it's a hard one to like grasp and understand. So I'm trying to find a way to convey this to my audience that's meaningful. And so you might have to bleep me out here, just a heads up, but I was like, what does it mean to be emotionally intelligent? And so I thought it was to be an enlightened fucking baller, an EFB. Like, I want people to be enlightened. I want them to be aware. And so, you know, through my connection with Alex, I want to meet gamers where they are. I mean, I think that gamers have a bad rap, and I want to change the storyline and the perception of the public of what it means to be a gamer. I mean, what I'm learning about gamers is that they're curious, they can be deeply engaged in communities together. You know, they really excel in problem solving. You know, not everybody is like in a basement in the dark playing these games. I mean, they're made by some of the most creative minds out there. Yes. And the creative minds that make these games are also gamers themselves. And so I have a lot of respect for who gamers are, and I want to be a part of equipping them to enter the world as enlightened fucking ballers. So.
Right. If there is something I might suggest, there is actually a Half-Life related community social media site where you can sign up. It's something like Twitter and Facebook and, you know, all that combined, but everything on there is mostly about Half-Life and Valve, about their games and all that stuff. And I have a feeling that you would be very, very lucky. And, you know, you could reach out to the fans there.
And yes, I would love to. Is that on Discord or where do I find that?
No, it's like an actual website that I'll help you with it. I can get you on there, and I'm sure you could reach the audience that you're looking for there.
Yes, that would be amazing. Because right now I am just in the research stage of my work. And so I have a ton of questions. I want to hear from gamers. I want to know what they want to accomplish and how I can help them accomplish that, which again is an extension of a coach, right? A coach doesn't come in with their own agenda. I mean, I do, in that my agenda is to help people and to move them in positive directions. But I go about that by meeting them where they are and finding a way to like speak their language. And so I would absolutely love to be in that community and hear from those fans and understand what's important to them and kind of solve this piece of the puzzle together. Have it be a collaborative project of raising the bar around emotions and how we operate in the world.
Yes, certainly. If I may ask, I'm not sure if I recall correctly, but didn't you also want to do like a Ask Me Anything on Reddit or something like that?
I would absolutely love to do something like that, for sure.
I hope we can connect with the people who are in charge of the Half-Life Reddit page, and I'll see if I can get in touch with them and get you on there or something similar. I think it would be great to, again, connect with the audience of Half-Life and answer their questions. In case your question did make it in here, Sir Pal, I'm sorry, but maybe you can ask it from Jamil personally on Reddit or on that social media site about Half-Life.
Sure. And then if people want to reach me directly, I haven't finished my page for The Face of Alex, but right now you can reach me on my website, which is my first and last name. So JamilHigley.com, and there'll be a link on there to send me an email. And as so when I say I'm doing research, that is something that is very structured. I'm looking to create phase one, which is a measurement study in the field, working with developers and gamers through connections I have at a university level. And we're looking to have that funded within the next 3 to 6 months. And this is a 5-year project of really changing the trajectory of where games are going and the ways that we can kind of have some emotional osmosis, if you will, like learn great things in the moment, not feeling like anyone's lecturing you or condemning, but just planting positive seeds in the gaming experience that get to bloom in the real world and in real relationships. So that is a passion of mine. And, you know, this is the first you're seeing of me, and it won't be the last. Alex and I have a lot of work to do together.
Yeah, I like that attitude. Also check out Jamil's Instagram page, which is at The Face of Alex. That's where she will be posting all this great content for you as well.
Thank you. Thanks for that plug. Yeah.
Certainly, most certainly. And I'm not sure if you're also looking to create a Twitter account, but if you would, we would also promote that.
Okay.
Most certainly. And is there a message that you'd like to leave for the fans of Half-Life? Anything?
Gosh, a message that I leave for the fans. I think, just again, you're going to have to bleep me out so much. I don't know if you allow F-bombs or not.
Please do.
But please do. I guess my message would be like, you know, just like Alex, like together, let's hack the system so that we all can be enlightened fucking ballers and be in community together to create real meaningful change in the world. Because we all need to show up in our unique ways, and each of these fans of Alex and of Half-Life matter and add value and deserve to be seen and heard, and I want to help lead the charge in that. So I think that's my message.
That's an excellent message, I must admit. And I think it would be great if we could get you and Merle Dandridge, the voice of Alex, in a call. You know, I don't think we could do like most of the team, but it would be great if we could just get you and Merle together somehow.
Wouldn't that be kind of trippy, like to see Alex and to hear Alex, right?
I think that's what the fans would love to see.
Yeah, that would be really neat.
And do you think Alex would have anything to say about the Voke podcast?
Oh, yes. I think she would say that she absolutely loves the Voke podcast and kind of all the work that you put into this to reach fans and to give voice to this area of passion and engagement. Like, it's just so, so awesome. So happy to be a part of this community with the Voke podcast.
Well, thank you. I have tears in my eyes.
Well, thank you so much. I will just say one more thing, and this is kind of the coach in me, but lots of people have a lot of good ideas, and it just stays an idea. They aren't able to kind of make the next step to put an action behind it, and you have, right? So this was just an idea that you had, and you've made it real, and you've reached real people and had meaningful conversations. And that takes courage and that takes conviction. And you have both of those things, and we all benefit from that. So I really applaud you and your work and this opportunity. So I don't know if anyone still do that, but it matters to me and it matters to your fans that you're here. So.
Well, thank you, Jamil. I really much appreciate it. I really do. And you guys there, you who's listening right now, please make sure to check out Jamil's Instagram website and to answer her questions. If we'll set up the Lambda Generation website for her, the social media site I was telling you about Half-Life, then you can also ask her questions there or on Reddit if we make that work. Again, Jamil, thank you so much for coming on, and I hope you'll have a pleasant afternoon.
Oh, thank you. You as well. Thank you for your encouragement and your support and your enthusiasm about Alex Lance and what lies ahead. I really appreciate it.